Inside on Business, the news hour is made possible through the support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar. Find them at strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices throughout the Des Moines Metro. RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts at homeconnectusa.com.
I'm sitting with James Freeman, who's an attorney, and he has opened up a shop in Iowa called Bike Law. Bike Law Iowa. James, welcome to Iowa, first of all, and what a unique opportunity to meld in with the biking community here at the Bike Expo in downtown Des Moines. Welcome.
Thank you.
So tell me about you and this idea about bicycle law for Iowa.
Well, I am I'm a lawyer. We represent bicyclists in a number of different capacities. We also are involved in legislative changes that would benefit bicyclists. My bread and butter is personal injury cases on behalf of bicyclists that usually have been struck by cars, but sometimes there's interactions with dogs or bike-on-bike accidents is a real common thing in Iowa.
You know, one of the interesting things about Iowa is it's home to RAGBRAI, as you well know. We tend to rank pretty poorly as far as bike safety and bike measures with regard to legislation. Why do you think that is?
Well, I that's interesting. I guess I had never thought of Iowa as ranking poorly with respect to legislation. It's I always thought of it as sort of a clean slate with respect to legislation, which is not necessarily a bad thing. The one thing that I would like to see change, and I think the most important thing that's going to happen in the next legislative session is the clarifying the or codifying the requirement that motorists change lanes to pass when they overtake a bicyclist. But I actually think that Iowa is a pretty good place to ride a bicycle. The one thing that I notice in about a lot of places in Iowa is that while Iowa concentrates on bicycle-specific infrastructure like bike paths, or trails, they don't have a lot of on-street bicycle infrastructure, and I think complete streets would be a good thing for a lot of communities in Iowa.
That's something. I live in the village of Windsor Heights, I like to call it, and Windsor Heights has just adopted the Complete Streets program, and getting ready to put together some protected bike lanes along about a mile stretch of one of the busiest roads in all of Des Moines. Talk to me a little bit about the practice, because I think that's interesting. You have a partner?
Yeah, his name's Brendan Kevinitis. I'm actually the partner that's licensed in Iowa, and I'm the guy who does the Iowa stuff. But I also practice in Illinois, and about 2.5 years ago, I realized that there was this social media that people were using to generate business, and I didn't know much about it and wasn't really utilizing it, but there was this guy who was murdering me on the social media and the internet marketing, and I thought, what am I going to do about this? And so I went out and opened a Twitter account, and it was just a nightmare because it's not my thing, and it was a horrific, really this awful experience. And I was staying up at night trying to deal with this social media stuff that I really just didn't know how to do and had no business doing. And then at some point I was like, I think I'm going to bring this guy aboard and see if I can kill my competition and, you know, generate more business at the same time. So that's what we did.
So Kevin is now part of you.
Yeah. Yeah, I pretty much absorbed him. He just came onto our firm and came into our office. You know, I had the staff and the clients and the caseload and everything. So he just came on board.
When it comes to legal matters as it pertains to cyclists, what are some of the most common things that you deal with?
Well, the most common with respect to automobile and cyclist interactions, the most common collision is what we call the left cross, where you've got a motorist and a cyclist approaching one another from opposite directions, and the motorist makes a left turn across the path or into the person of the bicyclist. And that's pretty much wherever you are, that's one-third of cycling collisions with automobiles.
And why do you think that is? Do they not see the cyclist?
You know, I don't know. I think sometimes they think that they don't have to yield and that it's the cyclist's responsibility to stop, or sometimes they don't see the cyclist. That's a common thing. It's, you know, you hear these you hear drivers say the same things over and over and over after you see a few of these cases where they say, you know, they use similar language, barreling down the street, came out of nowhere. One of the common things they say is, I didn't see you. It's in almost every case. So the lesson that I take away from that is a good way to avoid being involved in a collision with a motor vehicle is to be seen.
And what would you recommend to some individuals to be seen? Not only reflective clothing, keep the light on during the day. What other things?
I call this the stupid standard. You want it to... you can never have too many reflectors, too many lights, too much contrasting clothing, and it's one of the reasons I think that the industry is so big on all the neon and the other stuff that you see in the spandex crowd. But the idea is you want to have so much conspicuous clothing, contrasting clothing, lights, stuff like that, so that when the cop shows up and the motorist says, I didn't see them, they look stupid. And that's what I call the stupid standard.
And that happens a lot. You know, as an avid cyclist, when the weather is much better than today, I get out and I see just a whole raft of individuals wearing dark clothing at night, some without lights, some without reflectors, some without taillights, and many times motorists point at those individuals and say, aha, see, it's their fault.
Yeah, white headlight, red rear reflector is sort of the bane, one of the banes of my existence, and I wish that I could like snap my fingers and get every bicyclist to recognize that you have to have a white headlight and a red rear reflector. If you're only going to have one light, it needs to be a white headlight. And some, you know, it's hard to reach some people. Some people think, well, I don't need it because I'm in an area where you can see the streets at night because of the street lights. Well, you don't really need the headlight because it illuminates the road in front of you. You need the headlight so that the motorist can see you. So it's a fair point to make.
Well, Iowa's one of those states, isn't it, that bicyclists and bicycles are considered vehicles?
For most practical purposes, that is correct.
And bicyclists, bicycles, should be also obeying the rules of the road?
Yes.
Do you often indicate, or any indicators about people that have failed to do that, and sometimes doesn't turn out very well for them?
Of course. Yeah. Of course. You see instances where bicyclists, you know, do things illegally just like motorists do. The comparison that I always make is imagine, you know, what the world would be like if motorists knew that they weren't going to get tickets for violating laws. You know, it would be pandemonium. And in a lot of places, a bicyclist can roll a stop sign or go through a red light, and nobody's going to really give them that hard of a time. So I always say, in the face of the lack of enforcement that we see with respect to bicyclists, we actually show great restraint.
I would imagine. His name, once again, is James Freeman. The business is called Bike Law. You can find them online. We'll have, obviously, links on the podcast so that you can find James and his partner. And where's the office at, by the way?
We got an office in Fairfield, which I love Fairfield. I won't lie. My wife's family's from there, but I love it. And then we also have an office in Chicago.
Very nice. Well, welcome to Iowa. Glad that you're here, and grateful that you enjoy the Bike Expo as well.
Thank you very much.
Our thanks to James Freeman from Bike Law Iowa. We caught up with him during the Bike Expo last weekend. Hundreds of people there, and that was just prior to the RagBri announcement for the new RagBri route. It is a southern route this year. All right, we've got to step aside. We've got the Wall Street Report. Also, we're going to take a look at the Iowa 25 and the commodity news. All that is coming up next. Thanks for being with us. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour.